Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm where I am, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Annual Convention. And this is one of the pilgrimages I make every year to support people who support small businesses. I'm very proud to say that I've been a member of my chamber for, I won't say how many years, but I will tell you it's been decades and multiple decades. And I'm very happy to say that I've been doing that. I've been supporting chambers for a long time because they support small business owners. That's that simple. And one of the guys who does that is our new friend Steve Boss, who is with us. Steve is Director of Government Affairs at the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. That's the title of that one. And he's here to talk to us about what's going on here in the Milwaukee area. Steve Boss, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome to Milwaukee. It's great to have you and the entire convention here this week.
Yeah, it's an interesting time when you're hosting the annual convention of your peers, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't really get to enjoy a convention the same way because you have an organizational role. And, so yesterday I was popping from workshops to the registration table to check people in to, you know, getting people on buses to go to dinners to back to other workshops and networking with peers. So it's a different kind of frenzy, but it's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to show off a city we're awfully proud of here.
Well, and you've been to so many of these where you've seen how Raleigh did it, and you've seen how St. Louis did it, and how Sacramento did it, and et cetera, et cetera. So you know how those guys put it off, and I'm sure they gave you some good instructions.
Yeah, you have to always work and guard against the can you top this mentality and make sure you're being yourself. But we've had great examples and great partners who have showed us how to do it.
Steve, as you heard me say, there is nobody on planet Earth who's a bigger supporter of chambers than I am. And it is for one simple reason. Chambers support small businesses, and it gives them a place to go to support themselves, to support each other. Because as I tell people, you know, if you don't like the way the chamber is going, if you're unhappy with the chamber, it's your chamber. Do something about it.
Well, absolutely, and I really appreciate kind of you preaching the gospel out there about the importance of chambers, and I mean, you couldn't be any more right. So many businesses, but especially small businesses, and especially in this economic environment, I mean, they're struggling to survive. They don't have time to do, you know, their own political lobbying. They don't have time to be tracking legislation. They don't have time to be putting together a lot of things. The chamber is a support infrastructure for that, for them, and, you know, I work full-time to be their advocate, to give them a seat at the table in Madison and Washington and here in the local government. And that, and that's the sort of thing where, you know, chambers provide those services so that the business owners can focus on being successful, creating the jobs, creating the wealth that makes this economy go.
And but they do need to hear from you. They don't just need your dues, which they definitely need, but they need to hear from you. And, of course, I want to point one thing out here quickly. You're in the business of government, the government affairs part of a chamber. That's just one of many elements the chambers work on.
Right. I mean, there are so many different services we provide.
That are complete. I mean, there's one political direction that you guys work on, national, local, I mean, that whole group there in that one area. But that's just one of a dozen or maybe two dozen.
Oh yeah, I mean we have so many different services here. You know, getting businesses together, helping them share best practices, representing them here locally to help them promote, help themselves, and also to get businesses together to find out what challenges they're facing and what we as a chamber have to do, but also what we as a community have to do to help meet those challenges. Because really, it doesn't work if it's a one-way communication or a one-way service provision. It has to be two ways.
Right.
And, you know, we got to talk. We also have to listen. And the dynamic chambers, the ones you see succeeding, are the ones with the most active membership who are taking
That's
ownership
right.
of the direction of their chamber and the services of their chamber and helping
and I've,
set that
I've
direction.
Seen that across America as I've gone, Steve, and spoken as I speak to chambers, as I talk to go and talk to their leadership, work with their leadership to when they bring me in to talk to their audiences, to their members. And I've seen that. And when it happens, it's a beautiful thing. And one of the things that I've noticed about chambers that I think is so important, Steve, is the chamber cuts across all boundaries. When the politicians can't talk to the business community, the chamber puts that together. When the education, the local education folks aren't really turning out what the local marketplace needs, the chamber brokers that partnership. Those are the kinds of things the chamber does. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think they also provide a valuable reality check in situations like that. You know, people can get tied up in rhetoric or turf battles and that, and you know, the chamber, because of the diversity of its membership, is a place where we go, okay, look, here's the reality of what's happening in the marketplace. Here's where we can meet on common ground, and here's where, moving beyond the rhetoric, we can get progress. And so you're absolutely right that our chamber has about 2,000 members here in the metropolitan Milwaukee region. We, you know, had our members employ almost 500,000 people in the region. We've got everything from tiny businesses, startups to big businesses here in the region, and we're a voice for all of them. And we can provide that common ground and can bring them together on things that unite them, instead of having things fall apart over the individual items that divide them. And I think that's a real important role that chambers have to play.
No question. And folks, the average chamber dues, check my position on this one, Steve, but I'm going to estimate that the average dues for a business if you've got more than one person in your company, you're not a home-based business, because I think those rates are probably different. But for the average business out on Main Street, the dues for a chamber membership is probably somewhere between $200 and $250 a year. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, it depends on the size of the business.
Right.
But it's one of the biggest bargains you can get, in my opinion. And of course, I'm obviously biased here. But, I mean, you look at the sort of services the chamber provides, and just on a practical level, if you as a business were paying for those sort of service opportunities and those sort of services to your business, it would... Yeah, you recoup your dues investment in about the first month you're a member in a chamber.
Right. But don't forget now, folks, and I want to make sure we clear this up quickly, because a lot of people have a misconception about this. As we go to the break, Steve Boss, the chamber is a locally owned, eleemosynary, nonprofit organization owned by their members. It's members. It's not part of the government. It gets no funds from the city or the state. It's locally owned. You own it, folks. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not a member of your local chamber, I want to know why. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or as they say up here, Wisconsin. And having a good time here at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Convention. This is my annual pilgrimage to their convention. It's all over the country. Every year is a different place, and we keep following them around because they do good work. Folks, these are the executives who are professional chamber managers that you in your local chamber hire to come and manage the day-to-day operation of their business. And this is their annual group that they get together, and they get educated, and they do a lot of different things to learn how to run things better, to share best practices, et cetera, et cetera. So check all that out. You get acce.org, by the way, is their website. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check that out when you get a chance to. We're having a visit with one of those guys I was just talking about. Steve Boss is with us. He's the Director of Public of Government Affairs at the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce. Steve, to give us your website, too, by the way. I'd like for them to see what your website looks like.
We are mmac.org.
mmac.org. Why do you call yourself the Association of Commerce?
Well, there used to be two different groups, an Association of Manufacturers and a Chamber of Commerce. And We brought them together into an association of commerce. We because we cover everything from the the small business, the service industry, to the heavy manufacturers here in the region. It's all the commerce that drives the region, and we represent them all.
Right. One of the things that I've been worried about, Steve, when the economy fell off the table back in almost 2 years ago or a couple of years ago or so, I started worrying about chambers, because chambers only exist if their members support them with their volunteerism and with their dues. And when companies are having a hard time making payroll, sometimes the chamber commitment starts looking a little bit like an easy decision. And so I've been worried about that. How's it been going for you guys?
It's actually been going pretty well. I mean, you had some companies that have struggled with this. Now, we've done some things to help them stay on. We've frozen dues. We haven't had increases. We've tried to do some things to help them bridge the gap. But yeah. To a large extent, our membership has stayed pretty steady. Our revenues have actually grown a little bit. Because in times that are tough like this, I think people, while they're pinched, they understand the need of working together and having associations like ours to help them through these rough spots. So we've been blessed with a really supportive membership community here, and we've been doing okay. I mean, it's been a bumpy economy for everybody, but
how is the Milwaukee economy?
Milwaukee economy is limping like it is everywhere, but you can focus on the hole or you can focus on the donut, and there are some wonderful success stories, some great companies here that are growing. Manufacturing is one of the bright spots in the national recovery, and Milwaukee, of course, is one of the leading manufacturing areas in the nation.
Are you seeing a resurgence of small manufacturing?
We're seeing a resurgence of small manufacturing. We're also seeing some new types of manufacturing. A lot of the high tech stuff is, and we've got some real innovative startups here. Mm-hmm. We also have a nice cluster forming here in the water industries that is drawing some new manufacturing talent and also some new manufacturing opportunities here.
Steve, talk to us about now in your role as a government affairs executive here in Milwaukee Chamber. What are some of the big things that you're working on for small businesses right now?
Well, we're actually up in front of
from a national standpoint.
From a national standpoint, I think everybody is concerned about the 1099 requirements in the health care bill.
That's huge, isn't it?
That's just enormous.
That's going to be a killer for small business, isn't it?
They will almost literally drown under paperwork on that. And small businesses don't have big accounting departments, and that is going to be a terribly burdensome regulation for them.
Isn't that a kind of a tipping of their hand, demonstrating how little they actually know, that the people in Washington actually know about how the marketplace works?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. It shows a disconnect, and that's why I think chambers really have a challenge here, and their members have a challenge. We got to stand up and let our leaders know, hey, this is the real world, and this is how it works. And you can sit back in your offices over in Madison or in Washington and come up with these things that look good on paper when it comes to raising money for your programs, but here's the ripple effects it has on real businesses and real jobs.
And by the way, folks, we reported on the 1099 issue last hour with the Kiplinger editors. And, folks, this is where, in order to help fund the health care bill, the politicians have come up with this program where you and I have to fill out a 1099 form on everybody, even if they've given us a tax ID number. Right, Steve?
Right. And
we got to kill this bill.
Right.
We've got to kill this part of the bill, at least.
Here at the MMAC, I mean, we used to have to file about half a dozen 1099s for our vendors.
Right, right.
We now have six single-page sheets of paper of vendors we'd have to. And that's not just filing it. That's tracking down all their tax IDs.
And that's just the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah,
and,
that's one small example.
Steve, I've got to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for hosting us here today and this week for hosting the ACCE group folks here, and I appreciate the what you're doing. Give us the website one more time.
It's mmac.org, And I appreciate you having me on, Jim, and I hope you have a great week here in Milwaukee.
We're looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you later. Steve Bass, ladies and gentlemen, that's B-A-A-S, if you're Googling him. He is the Director of Government Affairs at the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, MMAC.org. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. We're still talking about chambers. I believe in them. We'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.